Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March the 20th, 2024. Stop living below your privileges. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which have devoured thou living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Luke chapter 15, verse 25 through verse 31. Today's more so. I have come to realize that there are too many Christians that are living below their privileges. When we become born again of the water and the Spirit, we become heirs to the promise that God made to Abraham. See Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 29. But sad to say, many are not living, they are just existing. You may say, what's the difference? Well, Jesus says that he came to give us life and that more abundantly. Life means that you're alive. You're excited and elated with life. You look forward to each day to see what new thing God will bring your way. You look forward to the day so that you can share the truth of the gospel with others and help others become better within themselves. You are willing to share your new life with folks so they can see what God has done in you. But if you are only existing, then you see life as mundane, boring, and you will have that Eeyore spirit. You know, that woe is me, everything and everybody is against me spirit. That no one likes me spirit. That spirit that thinks that you were dealt a bad hand. Listen, if you've been born again, you have been dealt not a bad hand. You have been placed in Jesus' hand, and he has your best interest at heart. As he said through the prophet Jeremiah, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. The prodigal son's brother thought that he had been dealt a bad hand because his brother came back home after he had wasted his living in the world, and his father gave him a party and welcomed him home. He told his dad, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might have merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. You know, I don't read where he ever asked his father for a kid to make merry with his friend. He was like some today, complaining about everything that others have, and yet they never asked Jesus to give them what is rightful of theirs. Not me. When I see my finances getting low, I pray and ask God to sell one of my cows off the hill. I let him know what I don't have, even though he already knows it. Jesus even said that we have not because we ask not. It's not his fault if you are living below your privileges. As the father told his son, Thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Stop living below your privileges and learn how to ask God for what is yours. Laugh and have some fun. Smile and make people think what you're up to. sing this song today. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Thought for today. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and verse 10.